The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, Salem Media Group, staff, management, or advertisers.
Welcome. It's time to transform your health. Over the next hour, you will learn how to reverse disease, overcome health plateaus, and become the healthiest version of you so you can live your life to the fullest. This is the Maximize Your Health Radio Show with Dr. Lee Thomas, sponsored by Riverside Family Chiropractic.
Hello, Columbus. Dr. Lee Thomas here, host of Maximize Your Health Radio. Hope everyone's having a great, great Saturday. We've got a great show lined up for you today. A special guest with me we're going to be interviewing for the next half hour on some of the most just incredible treatments I've ever seen. I want to get right into it because we don't have a lot of time. But basically, Dr. Brett Broadbeck is with me. Can you say hi?
Hello, everyone. Great to be here.
So I'm super excited he's here. So in our practice, in our realm, you know, we see people with all different types of problems and issues. And one of the things that I always personally struggled with was to help people with the issues that we're going to talk about today. Things like elbow pain and tendonitis, foot issues like plantar fasciitis, and I'd always have problems with them. So if I ever had patients who had these specific issues as I was, you know, taking care of them, I'd always send them about 8 miles from my practice to someone named Dr. Brett Broadbeck, who's sitting 3 feet from me now. And he was like a wizard. He could help these people in like a month, where I'd send them to physical therapy for 12 weeks, or they go get injections and never really have great benefits with these issues. And so about 6 months ago, he actually joined our practice, and we've been practicing together now. And the results he's been getting have been incredible. So what I want to do on the show today is go through some of the most common ailments that deal us with regards to elbow health and foot problems and things like that, how normal treatments aren't actually working or getting down to the cause of the problem. So without further ado, we'll start talking with Dr. Brett here. Nice to see you here. Are you excited to be on the show?
Really excited to be here and excited to share the message of how we can get the body to heal naturally, putting the body under the right conditions so that it can heal itself. You know, so much I see, and I've seen growing up in athletics myself, and then taking care of patients, I see there's a very much of an outside-in approach to a lot of soft tissue treatments.
Yeah, totally agree with that. I actually saw you, this is like 4 years ago now, for my elbow. I had, you know, from adjusting all day, I had developed tendonitis, and I tried to treat myself, which didn't work very well. And, you know, I literally probably spent $3,000 or $4,000 at other doctors before I was like, well, I'll just give him a call and see what he can do. And like within a month, I was back to better. So why do the normal, you know, things people do when they have tendonitis and problems like stretching and icing, like why don't they work very well?
Yeah. So we tend to be creatures of habit. So we tend to do things, repetitively. You know, a lot of times when we're talking about, elbow pain, sometimes we call pain on the outside of the elbow, tennis elbow. Most people actually don't even play tennis that get that. I mean, these are people who you lift something and you have pain, or you do repetitive typing with all the technology. I know you see a lot of a lot of that.
A ton of it. And with that, I see people with carpal tunnel syndrome and outlet problems there. And I know that it's not that they have just true carpal tunnel. I know there's some other underlying cause. They're spending $6,000 on surgeries to have releases done, and they're still not better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what happens is that these tendons in the elbow, they are treated historically because people are trying to fight inflammation. So inflammation is not actually a bad thing. Inflammation is your body's ability and the way that your body works to heal the damaged tissue. And what happens is when we're doing things like cortisone shots or taking loads of ibuprofen and other types of over-the-counter medications, is that we're actually stopping the body's natural ability to heal.
Right. So the more you take those things, that just kind of stops the inflammation from being there, but inflammation's blood flow.
Exactly. Exactly. So temporarily we can get some relief, but ultimately it's not getting to the underlying cause.
Gotcha.
So what we actually have to do is we actually have to stimulate the tissue. We stimulate that tissue and we can form new blood vessels to the area. We can enhance stem cell migration. We can decrease any amount of scar tissue and overall allow healthy tissue to go in and heal.
Wow, that's awesome. So like if someone comes in and they go through and they say, listen, I've had tennis elbow, I get pain on the inside of my elbow or the outside, or I'm getting like some like carpal tunnel, like I feel like my wrists are constantly bothering me and I've been doing these things, what would the thing that you would be doing that's so vastly different? I know you're saying you got to stimulate and regenerate the tissue, but how do you do that? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, excellent. So what we do is we do something called EPAT, extracorporeal pulse activation technology.
Yeah, you gotta tell me
what that means. So it's a big, long, fancy word to say that we shoot an impulse, an acoustic impulse, into the tissue to stimulate healing. So it's different than ultrasound. It's different than electrical stim. It's an FDA-approved treatment to decrease healing time and enhance healing.
Okay, now how is that different? So I'll have patients that come in that say, oh, I'm going to a doctor and they're going to do like a cortisone injection, which usually I freak out because I think that cortisone just kind of, you know, like masks the pain, essentially. Can you talk to that? Because a lot of people probably might have had that done who've, you know.
Right. So cortisone, when it comes to plantar fasciitis and tennis elbow and these types of tendonitis cases, what we find is cortisone may work temporarily for maybe a couple weeks, but then, or even a month, and then the person has to get another injection. The reason is it temporarily masks the problem, doesn't enhance healing, and the problem with cortisone overall is it's more invasive than people think. It actually, over time, decreases the ligament's integrity and causes a greater chance for re-injury.
So I have less pain, but I'm more likely to hurt myself in the long run.
Exactly.
That's like if I had a sprained ankle and I can't run, but I take enough that I could go run a marathon.
Right.
I'd probably do more harm than good.
Yep. Okay. Yep, exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense through there. I'm talking with Dr. Brett Broadbeck, who's a soft tissue and extremity specialist inside of our office at Riverside Family Chiropractic. We're going through the most common ligament and tendon injuries that people have, like tennis elbow, carpal tunnel problems, foot issues like plantar fasciitis, and just talking through how some of the things don't work that are very common and why Dr. Brett, I'll kind of brag for him a little bit, you know, him within usually, I don't know, it's like 3 to 4 weeks of seeing someone, you're seeing people get not just out of pain, but increase their range of motion, increase their muscle strength. You know, I've sent maybe 100 patients to you over the past like 4 or 5 months, and like 95% of them have seen results within like a few weeks. And I used to send people to physical therapy and it was 8 weeks, 12 weeks. And, you know, they weren't really seeing the results there. And that was just for one body part too, you know?
Yeah, it's nice being able to address things in a short period of time. What I really love about EPAT and the activation technology that we're using is that the visit times can be expedited, the treatment plans can be expedited, and ultimately we can get people back to health and healing faster than they could any other way, better than traditional means.
Cool. So walk me through it. So someone comes into our office. I know that you have a protocol that you do in the beginning. I know that one of your big strengths, and I've sent people to you who have come in and said, I visited my doctor, and this is the problem, is so all you deal with all day are neuromuscular and skeletal issues, and you see it all day. So I know that when you go through, a lot of the time you find out that patients are actually misdiagnosed by someone who's not really a specialist in that. Can you walk through your kind of process for when someone first comes to see you and how you help them understand exactly what the problem is going and how you create a protocol for them?
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of times what I see when people come into the office is that they've been kind of through this merry-go-round of care, whether it's a plantar fasciitis and foot issue or an Achilles tendon issue, or if it's an elbow issue in tennis elbow. Patients come in and the typical story is, I went to my doctor. Before he even talked to me, he took an x-ray. He was with me for 30 seconds, told me what I had, and told me to go to physical therapy. I went to physical therapy. I tried things. Maybe it helped a little bit, but then I stopped physical therapy and my insurance didn't pay for it anymore, so it came back. So it turns out they end up seeing you, Dr. Thomas, and then they come over and see me. And it turns out they were misdiagnosed from the beginning, and their treatment pathway did not align with their injury. So a lot of these patients, after physical therapy is unsuccessful, then they go for the cortisone shot. And I usually see them 6 to 12 months later and can continue to actually start expediting their healing, getting better within typically 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about a patient the other day who came in. Julie, you took care of, and literally, I mean, she came in and she told us after we started taking care of her, you know, you're helping her with her plantar fasciitis, and she goes, if you can help me with it, she goes, I've spent $20,000 doing that medical merry-go-round. I've physical therapy and cortisone injections, and now that's not working, so I'm looking down the barrel of having a surgery where I can't even work for, you know, 6 months or so, and that's just an awful way to go down that road.
Yeah, that particular patient, she was in a boot, remember, 6 weeks before she came to us. So she was in a boot. And so she tried resting it for 6 weeks. She tried orthotics. She had tried the nighttime splints. She had tried icing, rolling on the water bottle, stretching.
Yep.
All of those things. She had tried everything. And honestly, she was disheartened. You know, she was ready. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And, it was very, you know, very humbling for me to be able to do the treatment that we're talking about here today. And within a matter of the first couple of visits, she started seeing results, and that gave her hope. You know, ultimately got her back to work, which was awesome.
Yeah, you can't do things if you can't work. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You've got to be able to do work to care for your family. And
yeah, yep. And, you know, and then, you know, not to mention what things like plantar fasciitis and Achilles tendonitis can take out of your personal life. You know, for her, it was being able to take a walk with her husband and with her grandkids. And that was, you know, one of the biggest things that she told me, one of her goals in the office that she wanted to do and what this was keeping her from doing. So it was very, very humbling for me to be able to take care of Julie there.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I'm again sitting here. This is Dr. Lee Thomas. I'm here with Dr. Brett Broadbeck. We're talking about the most common muscle and ligament issues, especially in the elbow with regards to tendonitis, very commonly seen carpal tunnel syndrome, foot issues like plantar fasciitis, lack of mobility where you have pain in your feet all the time and you can't walk properly. Just going through the different approach that we have in our office of not just masking the symptoms, not just treating someone to make them feel better today and tomorrow, then have the problem come back a week from now or a month from now and be worse. What we're talking about is getting down to the cause. We're talking with Dr. Brett Broadbeck here on the most common extremity injuries and issues that just plague people, the elbow tendonitis, the wrist issues, the shoulder problems where your shoulder's just nagging and not healing properly, plantar fasciitis, which is a huge issue. I had problems. I met Dr. Brett 4 years ago. I had elbow tendonitis. I couldn't even work on patients anymore. Couldn't even do a pull-up. And literally within like 4 to 6 weeks, I was unbelievably better. I had spent thousands of dollars with other doctors. And 4 years later, he's in our office now helping not only our patients, but he's made an impact on the community. To kind of brag about him for a second, he works with about 12 surgeons in the area. So when they have a complicated case or a case that's not quite surgical, they're the first one that they call is to him to make sure that we get to the underlying cause of these things. I know, Dr. Brett, we were talking a little bit about the therapy that you use, the extracorporeal activation therapy, which increases blood flow and stem cell migration. I just want to talk to you for a minute openly about like how that works to help people, how that gets to the underlying cause of their problems, because you know people with plantar fasciitis do all those different treatments you're talking about and never really get answers or better.
Yeah, that's a great point. With we call it EPAT for short. With this technology, what we're able to do is stimulate the body's tissue via a pressure wave. That's different than ultrasound, different than electrical stimulation. What I really enjoy about this treatment and treating people and what patients seem very happy about is that there's no needles, nothing that needs to be injected. There's no cortisone shot that stops and blocks the inflammatory process, which is helpful for healing.
Right.
But actually, it stimulates the body's own ability to heal. So we want to put the body under the right conditions, the optimal conditions, to heal from the inside out.
Right, right. It's just so easy to take a medication, but you realize at the end of the day, you're actually making yourself worse. That's the difficult part. And you're one of the only doctors that I know of, at least. The only other place is, like, there's one other place in Ohio, is that right, where you can actually do this type of therapy?
Yes, I am the only doctor in central Ohio that can provide this type of therapy. And there's one other doctor in the state that has this as well, but he only addresses one region of the body, so we are able to address multiple regions.
Right, right. With your background as a physician, it's not a therapist applying it. It's you, so you can go wherever you need to.
Exactly.
And there have been some incredible, like we were talking about it just last week with some of the research on this thing. Like they're talking. I mean, it's being shown for treatments for frozen shoulder and for rotator cuff injuries and tendonitis. And I mean, just. There's so many different things that it can be applicable for as far as like you can help things with. Like when I have a complicated case of someone with an issue, I just say, go see Dr. Brett. And you know, I don't, how does it work so well in all these different areas with all these different ailments? It's my thing, because it just sounds awesome.
So my biggest thing on the very first visit is coming up with the appropriate diagnosis, because any treatment rendered to the wrong diagnosis is not going to give you the optimal outcomes.
Right. Someone goes to them, they push on them really hard, and they're like, ah, it just really hurt, and I didn't get better.
Right.
That's a misdiagnosis. They're
right.
Like, well, you're pushing on the wrong area. You're working on the wrong thing.
You got it. You got it. So with this technology, it's been used in Europe for the last 25 years.
Okay.
The technology, EPAT, extracorporeal activation technology, was originally developed from the technology used to break up kidney stones, or called lithotripsy.
Okay.
So they refactored the amount of pressure to make it appropriate for soft tissue. And what they did was they came out with this EPAT technology to be able to cause new blood flow, enhanced stem cell migration, break up scar tissue, and really target and pinpoint pain for inside-out healing.
Okay, gotcha. That sounds awesome. I'm talking with Dr. Brett Broadbeck here. It's Dr. Lee Thomas. We're going through the most common injuries and how we actually get to the underlying cause of them naturally. My one question to you now, so we're seeing, and I'm seeing it more in my practice than ever, I'm seeing more carpal tunnel syndrome, I'm seeing more elbow tendonitis, I'm seeing more plantar fasciitis than ever before. What do you think we're doing in our daily life that's causing us to have more of these, I would say, like chronic injuries that aren't seeming to like heal themselves? Like, what do you think people can do to A, avoid it, but also know what's causing it in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great point. So really, there's two main things. The first thing is going to be the use of technology. So we all love our technology. I don't know what I would do without my smartphone, but I can tell you it causes issues. People are texting. And I'm sure you see this quite a bit with what it does to their spine, people looking down and texting. And when you're typing on a computer, that causes your hands to be turned over and you're overusing the muscles on the underside of the arm and not using the muscles on the top side of the arm. So you develop this muscular imbalance.
Okay.
So really, that's what I see a lot as when it comes to the tennis elbow, the carpal tunnel, the upper body issues. When it comes to the foot and ankle, whether it's the Achilles tendon or plantar fascia, it has to do with the amount that we're sitting per day. So typically with plantar fasciitis, what people will say is, I sat down, I got up and tried to walk, or I slept, and I got up and I woke up the next morning and my heel was killing me. It hurts those first few steps. They have to stretch it out. What happens is the muscles get all bound up from that amount of sitting.
Wow.
And
I really thought you were going to say that it was like we're on our feet too often, and here you are telling me the exact opposite. So it's underuse, really.
It's really underuse.
And then we injure it, and then that injury, we don't give it a chance to heal, or we just take painkillers. Oh, my gosh.
And then it hurts to use it, so then we use it less, and then it's this never-ending cycle
it's vicious.
It's do I wear a brace on my elbow, or, you know, with my feet, do I wear the night brace, or do I get the orthotics, or do the physical therapy, or roll with the water bottle, or try the injection, and do I do everything here and there, and I never come to a true solution, so do I get surgery? Well, most people don't want surgery.
Right, right. But I mean, what it comes down to, and for all those things, it's not like orthotics are the worst thing ever. I think orthotics can be helpful, but they're not actually fixing the underlying injury. Even if you got orthotics, but you still had injured tendons or ligaments in your foot, and they haven't healed properly because they have bad blood flow, even if you get orthotics, they're not going to be beneficial. So doing something like this doesn't just help you feel better, it gets to the underlying cause. So all the other things that you might do that might be beneficial to your foot can actually have a better effect. Is that?
That's exactly right. So what I usually find is when people come to me with an elbow, wrist, foot and ankle injury is that a lot of the things they've done up to the point that they see me, if they have the right diagnosis, a lot of the things that they've done are conducive to their healing. So they're doing a lot of the right things already. But what we need to do is really address the underlying cause as an adjunct to what they're already doing to go ahead and expedite that healing process.
Yeah, that makes total sense through there. It makes total sense through there. What else do we need to talk about with regards to all these things?
Yes,
I think we hit a lot of the high points, but I feel like you got so much more to tell me and teach me.
Well, you know, what I found that I enjoy most about utilizing this technology, like we talked about, is the results within 4 to 6 weeks and in the short treatment time. It allows people to get back to doing what they love and really returning to their lives. And that's what I like most about being a doctor. I'm sure you can agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see people all the time where they, you know, they come into my office and they were told, oh, somewhere it's like, oh, it's going to take 2 years, you know, healing But I think the adage is healing takes time. And I agree, healing does take time, but it doesn't take that much time. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of, in our society now, these kind of adages when it comes to our health that kind of perpetuate. And we realize after maybe like 6 months of doing something, like, wow, this isn't working. I'm just being fed a line. Where if we get down to the cause, I mean, we've shown that nerve tissues can regenerate themselves in 120 days completely. And so we know that if we're not working well, you know, if we're working well with someone, we should be able to see results within like 4 to 8 weeks, you know. And a lot of times people are coming in who have done stuff for years and they're still in their mind saying, no, but it just takes time. It just takes time. And it's like, oh, it drives me crazy because they're just not actually doing the right thing. They're actually making themselves worse throughout it. So
yeah, and with those types of with those types of conditions, a little bit of direction and treatment can go a very long way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If you have any questions for us, you can check us out at facebook.com/AskDrLee. Ask your questions on there. Myself or Dr. Brett will get back to you and answer your questions. I want to thank you guys so much for listening in this weekend with Dr. Brett here, who's a soft tissue and extremity specialist. Thank you so much for having me, or for me having you on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here. Thank you.
I hope you guys got a lot out of this. And if you have questions or comments, give us a buzz. Let us know how we can best help you get to your best health this year and in years to come. Thank you guys. Take care.